Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at how to use three very similar expressions, but they often get confused. These expressions are finally, at the end, and in the end. It's really important to use these correctly in other languages. They're not quite the same. They can't be translated in the same way for it to mean what you want it to mean. So be careful. Let's have a look at some of the differences. And we're going to start with the word finally. Finally. Okay, so really there are two meanings of finally. The first is something that happens after a long time, maybe with some difficulties. For example, I finally got my exam results last week. I finally got my exam results. You were waiting for a long time, and then finally they arrived. Now, also the best position to put the word finally is right before the main verb. In my sentence, my example, I finally got my exam results. Here's another example. I have finally finished my essay. I was working on it all night. I have finally finished my essay. Notice again where I put the word finally right before the main verb, which is finished. I have finally finished. So that's one meaning of finally. Here's another. We use it for the last thing in a list. For example, we did the listening exam, we did the reading exam, the writing exam, and finally we did the speaking exam. So those are the two meanings of finally. Now we're going to look at the expression in the end. Be careful with this because often English learners try to use the word finally when in fact they want to use the word in the end. Let's look at what I mean. So in the end is used for talking about the conclusion to something after maybe some changes have happened or some reflection. For example, we were planning to go to the park, but it rained. So in the end, we stayed at home. Notice in this example, there was a change to the plan. It rained, so we changed the plan. In the end, we stayed at home. In this example, don't use finally. We were planning to go to the park, but it rained, so finally we stayed at home. No, we don't say finally. We say in the end. But be careful with this one because like I say, you often hear non-native speakers saying, finally, we decided to do this. When in fact, the correct expression to use is in the end. So what about at the end? Let's talk about at the end. We use this for time. For example, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month. We also use it for movies. For example, at the end of Titanic, the ship sinks and Leonardo DiCaprio's character, well, I won't spoil it just in case you haven't seen it, but we use it to describe what happens at the end of a movie or at the end of a story. Okay, so there we have the differences between finally, in the end, and at the end. Okay, let's do a quick test. I'm going to give you three sentences, but I'm going to miss the key word or the key expression, and you have to choose whether it is finally, in the end, or at the end that we have to add to the sentence. Okay, here's the first one. We will have a meeting, blank, of the week to decide what to do. We will have a meeting, blank, of the week to decide what to do. The second one, the service at the restaurant was really bad. We blank got our food after waiting for 45 minutes. We blank got our food after waiting for 45 minutes. And the last example, I didn't know which jacket to buy, so blank, I bought both of them. I didn't know which jacket to buy, so blank, I bought both of them. Okay, so pause the podcast, write it down, see if you can decide which word or expression goes in those blank spaces. Is it finally, in the end, or at the end? Okay, let's have a look at the answers. First one, we will have a meeting at the end of the week to decide what to do. We say at the end because this is time, at the end of the week. The second one, the service at the restaurant was really bad. We finally got our food after waiting for 45 minutes. Here we use finally because we were waiting a long time. Maybe there was a problem. So we use finally. And the third example, I didn't know which jacket to buy, so in the end, I bought both of them. With this example, we use in the end because it's a conclusion to the situation after, in this case, some reflection, some consideration. Which jacket should I buy? Let me consider. Okay, I'm going to buy both of them. So in the end, I bought both of them. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. And remember, if you're interested in English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. That's learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.